Good morning, my friends. Good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is for you. Welcome back to The Morning Mindset. My name is Kerry Green. If you're new to The Morning Mindset, I'm glad you're here. We are trying every morning through these episodes to get our minds aligned with the truth of God's Word. Let me ask you a question. When you hear the word honorable, what do you think of? Now, if you've been in a courtroom any time in the recent past, you've heard them say, as the judge comes in and the whole courtroom stands, they say, the right honorable judge, whoever, presiding. You see, it's a term, a title we use to apply to judges sometimes. You might hear members of the clergy sometimes referred to as honorable. But what does it really mean? Well, today we're going to dig into it because the Apostle Paul tells us, as believers in Jesus Christ, that we are to do what is honorable. So we're going to try to understand what that means today. Before we do, though, I want to remind you, I have a number of books that I've created, one of which is a children's book. It's called The Great Smizmozzle Bash, which is kind of a Dr. Seuss-ish kind of book. Man, say that fast five times. It's a great book full of fun for the kids. If you're interested in finding out more about The Great Smizmozzle Bash or any of my other books, you can go to the URL in the description for this episode. Okay, friends, let's pray. We need our Lord's help if we're going to understand this issue of what it looks like to be honorable in our world. Lord Jesus, we do need your help. We want you to reveal to us not only the what, but also the why. Help us understand the reasons behind these commands that you give to us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, friends, I think it's important for us to remember as we get started here that being a Christian is not about religious activity. It is not even about going to an official church building and engaging in acts of worship. When we become Christians, we are aligning ourselves with Christ. Christian. You see, that's where the word comes from. We're aligning ourselves with Him. And we are saying, He is my teacher. I want to live my life as He would have me live it. That's helpful because when we come to passages like Romans 12:17, we recognize He is instructing us to live in a way that is very, very different from the culture that we live in. You see, Romans 12:17 says, and we looked at this yesterday in yesterday's episode, says, repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. So put yourself in the context he's describing. Someone has just done evil to you, and you've experienced it or you found it out. And he says, at that moment, you should not be giving thought to, how can I pay them back? Or what can I do to show them they're not going to get away with this? No, he says, you're to be thinking, you're to be giving thought to doing what is honorable in the sight of all people. You see, imagine if you were to take revenge, like I just described, you're to get back at that person. People looking on may say, wow, they got what they deserved. But would they be able to say what you did in giving them what they deserved was honorable? No, they wouldn't. You see, there's a distinction here. Paul is raising the bar on Christian behavior. He's saying our behavior should stand head and shoulders above what anyone else in the world would do. Because, here's the why part of it, because we follow Jesus. We want Jesus to look good. We want His work in our lives to demonstrate that He is able to take broken, undeserving, sinful people like us and transform us in ways that people just shake their heads at. You see, when we give thought to doing what's honorable, even in a context where we've been done wrong, people notice that. And that's our opportunity, friends, to say to those people, it's only because Jesus has transformed me. It's only because He is my King. It's only because He has the power to change even the hardest heart. Would you want Him to change yours? Would you want Him to come into your life? You see, friends, there is so much power in the behavior that we as Christians are to employ in this world because it demonstrates the power of our God. See, it's not about us. It's about Him and every single instance. It's not about being perfect. It's not about living a life that's totally free from any kind of shame or blame. It's about living a life that honors Him, that others will see as honoring Him. Our Lord Jesus, we need your help. We need your insight. We need your power to live this kind of a life. Please demonstrate through us how much you love the people of this world and how much you are able to save those who are in need of saving, how much you're able to transform even the hardest heart. You can change it by a moment with the power of love. Lord, do your work through us. Hey friends, before you take off, I have a couple more things to let you know about. If you would like to become a believer in Jesus Christ, really become a Christian for the first time, you can find out how to do that by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. That description is also available in the description for this episode. At the beginning of this episode, I also mentioned a book that I've created. And actually, it's just one of many. You can find out about all the books that I've written, both fiction and nonfiction, and for adults and children. You can see all of them by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/books. Thanks, friends.